You'd already done 2 years of house jobs when you arrived in Britain in 1970. How were your qualifications regarded when you came to this country?
Well, those days were easier because initially I could apply to be a member, to become a full member of, not a full member, get full registration General Medical Council at that stage, even before setting foot in this country. So I could apply from India and get my full medical registration on the basis of the house jobs and the degree that I had. So there wasn't a big problem in that sense. So you wanted to...
And had you got a job to come to when you arrived?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I came with a what used to be called a job voucher, a scheme. So I applied for it in India, got the necessary voucher, and I came with my wife and my child, who was about a year and a half old at that time. But then I had a family in England, which was, of course, a big support. My wife's brother was already working as a paediatric registrar in East England, and we actually came to him initially. And then I started looking for a job. But I didn't have a job before coming here.
Tell me about the first job then.
We started all with locums because initially, obviously, I was very new. I didn't know the system. I recall not having any initiation to the hospital or to the job. You just started with a bleep in your hand and the bleep started to work straight away and that was that. So, yes, initially it was a few locums around in East England, mainly Colchester, Ipswich, places like that. And then from there on to Nottingham when I got my first regular job. So, difficult days, but a lot of experience in those days.
Any experience of diabetes on the locum jobs?
No. No, I had no experience of diabetes. In fact, I was doing locum mostly in pediatric specialties. So my first encounter with proper diabetes in this country came when I moved to Nottingham in 1970-71.
What was your job?
Well, I was a SHO in general medicine, and this was a sort of peripheral hospital, which was really... not for acute admission. This was more planned admission. But it had a lot of long-stay beds. One of the consultants that I worked with was a diabetologist in the local hospital. So more or less I started with diabetes straight away as soon as I came in here. And I was responsible to look after a female and a male ward, where in those days my consultant and other physicians used to bring in patients again for stabilization of insulin or those who had complications like neuropathy or foot ulcers and things like that, and they needed sort of care within the hospital environment for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I was responsible for them. In addition, I was also doing one clinic a week in General Hospital, so-called General Hospital Nottingham, which I think is